Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. I just want to have a little fun with the intro this time. And I'm cracking myself up. So hopefully I'm cracking you up too, right? So that you're having a good day and laughing. Hey, today I wanted to talk about a little three-letter word that is huge. It's huge. And actually maybe holding you back from getting what you want and being able to feel the way you want. And that word is ego, E-G-O, ego. So today we're going to talk about ego. So take a listen. And when you are finished, make sure and share this with the people that you love. And don't preface it by saying, hey, I think you got a big ego. You need to listen to this. But anyway, share away however you want to do that. And with that, let's roll that episode now. You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right. So as I said, I want to talk about ego today, E-G-O, ego, because, you know, whether you realize it or not, your ego is probably holding you back in your job. It's probably holding you back in your relationships. And a lot of the times we don't even realize that that's what we're doing. Okay. And again, this is human nature. It's something that I deal with, and one of the reasons why I want to talk about it again today. Okay. And so, you know, ego is a very interesting thing where, you know, you're kind of puffed up, you kind of feel a little self-righteous, you feel like you're right, you feel like the other person's wrong, you want to control a situation. There's a lot of different things that kind of go on with it. But effectively, on the flip side, if you think about it, right, if you're letting your ego get in the way, you're not being humble. You're not being curious, right? And so you're usually being judgmental. You're trying to control the situation. You're, arguing with other people and doing some things like this. So let me give you the backstory on how this kind of came up. And it came up from an interaction that I had on social media with somebody this week. Okay. So I have a group coaching program. And so I'll send out messages on social media platforms to people who kind of fit the demographic, somebody that I think might be interested or find value in it. Right. And so all I do is I send out some messages and I ask some questions to people, right? Pretty generic questions. And then depending on the answers that they give me, I'll share more. But you know, my intention isn't to try to sell or manipulate somebody into joining, but find out if it's something that would be right for them. And so I had a person this week who got really offended that I require an interview for people to join this group. Okay. And so here's kind of how the interaction went, right? Is, I said, hey, would you like to be on calls with other executives like this? And the person kind of responded back, well, yeah. And so I sent the link from my calendar to set up an interview and said, look, great, here's a link to my calendar. I'd like to get to know you better. And so we can get to know each other better, and I can share more about the program and see if it's something that you're interested in. And so he responded back and he said, well, I shouldn't have to go through an interview process for something like this. You should just be able to look at my profile and see that I'm qualified and I should be allowed in this program. And there's no need for an interview. And so I just responded back. I just asked a question. I said, is your ego getting in the way of talking to me? Simple question, right? Again, I'm not trying to be manipulative in it, right? But just felt like obviously this person has an ego issue. And so from a coaching perspective, was just asking him the question. They went off, right? So I would ask a question and I'd get like three paragraphs back, kind of justifying why they're doing what they're doing and why they're saying what they're saying and blah, 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 right? And so it would go back and forth like that. And so finally, it's like, fine, enough. You're obviously not the right person for this group, right? But it got me thinking about how often, when I'm talking to people, whether they're friends, whether I'm coaching executives, how much of the time their ego gets in the way. And I'm just as much to blame, okay? Because I can tell you that a lot of the times when I have difficulties in relationships, when things just aren't kind of working out the way I wanted them to, when I stop and check myself, I realize that a lot of the times it's because of my ego. And so I need to check my ego, set it aside, and get back to being more humble, being more curious, and quit trying to be a know-it-all or feel like I'm self-righteous and that I have the right answer and everybody else is wrong. Okay. And so why I want to talk about this, and again, I mean, for that person that kind of responded back that way on social media, let me just analogize it, right? Because I'm sure that they felt very justified in what they were saying, like, oh, well, I don't have to go through an interview process to belong to other groups like this, so why do I have to do it for your group, right? And so it would be like, again, imagine somebody's trying to get a job. And so they send in a resume, right? And the company looks at it and they're like, oh, it looks like you kind of fit the qualifications and we'd like to interview you. We'd like to talk to you and see if you're the right kind of person. And imagine if that person looking for a job responded back and said, oh, no, well, you should just be able to look at my profile and just give me the job without the interview. Really? Is that how you would hire somebody? It's not how I would hire somebody, right? And so when you analogize it again, it's very obvious that the person's ego was getting in the way. So let's just talk about that a little bit, okay? Because I am guessing that there are probably times when your ego gets in the way. And it ruffles feathers, it causes damage to your relationships that you probably didn't want to have. Okay. And so let me just talk about a few ways that this kind of shows up. And then we'll talk about ways to maybe change it, right? So you don't have those same things. So there's a relationship quote that I've heard many times that I think is fitting here that says you can be right. Or you can be loved. Okay. You can be right or you can be loved. And so a lot of times in relationships, we might look at the other person and we're like, oh, you're wrong. Right. So especially think about this as a, spouse, significant, partner, other things like that, right? Where a lot of times you're right, or at least you think you're right. Okay, and this shows up a lot of the times where we kind of feel justified in acting the way that we do because we think we're right. We think we have all the facts. We think we understand it better than the other person. But here's the issue. You're only looking at it from your side, right? You're only looking at it from the facts and circumstances that you might be aware of. You're looking at it from the way that you are biased. The beliefs that you have, the way you're viewing the world, all of those things get in the way. And when you allow those things to get in the way, your ego is getting in the way. Now, let me ask you, do you necessarily have all the information? Well, you might not, right? The other person might have some other information that you weren't aware of. And so if you knew that, you might make a different choice, or you might realize that that opinion that you had is just not right. And so, part of that again is, instead of letting our ego get in the way and thinking that we're right all the time, what if we can just be humble, if we can be curious? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about how to do that here in a minute, right? But you can choose, even if you are completely right. Let's say that you have 100% of the data and the other person is just an idiot, has no idea what they're talking about. Well, are you going to choose to assert yourself and try to make sure that that other person knows that you're right and you're the one that's right and they're wrong, right? You're right, they're wrong. You're big, you're little. You're smart, they're stupid, right? And anytime that we start to get in one of those little pissing matches, our ego is getting in the way, okay? And so, like I said, even if you're right, is it more important to maintain the relationship than to let the other person know and rub their nose in it that you're right? Well, I would say most of the time, it's probably better to be loved and to manage the relationship in a better way than to assert your ego of wanting to be right. Okay. Another saying that I love that kind of fits right into this is never argue with an idiot because you prove there are two. Okay. Never argue with an idiot because you prove there are two. And that one, I think Mark Twain said, if I'm remembering correctly. The other one, I can't remember who said it. I've just heard it in relationship stuff, but I think that one is from Mark Twain. The argue with an idiot and you prove there are two. Okay, so why is that the case, right? Well, because again, neither one of you probably have all of the right answers. Neither one of you are looking at it completely objective and unbiased. And so the problem is, if you're arguing with somebody, even if they're completely wrong, you're an idiot for just arguing for argument's sake. Okay. And again, that might be a hard pill for some of you to swallow because you're like, no, damn it, I'm right. And I've got to make sure the other person knows that I'm right. And then let me stop and ask you a question. Why does it matter if the other person thinks that you're right? Does it really matter? Right? Is it only important for you to know that you're right? Because if you want that other person to know that you're right, you've got a different intention, right? You're wanting to make yourself look better than them. Maybe to, feel that you're superior to them, right? And so what is your intention behind that? And most of the time, it's just wasted energy, right? Because it drains your energy. And usually you're not going to convince them because both of you are going to be steadfast in what you believe. And all you're going to do is waste your energy and damage the relationship, right? So don't even go there, right? If your ego is starting to get in the way, stop it. Check yourself, right? And what's interesting too, as I've, again, as I think more about and I work more on releasing my own ego. Right. Because again, I'm just not preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. Right. Because every day there are things that happen where my ego wants to jump in. Right. And I want to tell people they're wrong. And I want to tell people that what they believe is stupid. Right. But that's not who I am either. Right. And what is really my intention? Is my intention to help them to see the world differently? Or is my intention to show them how smart I am? And a lot of the times when we think we have good intentions, they're actually not good intentions because we're lying to ourselves about the real reason for why we're doing it. So, but as I said, again, as I've thought a lot about, and I'm working on reducing my own ego, right? And again, you might think, well, Jason, this is stupid, right? We should have an ego. Well, I'll tell you, all the ancient spiritual texts talk about removing or releasing the ego. And so if you want to evolve in this world, if you want to be happy, you have to let go of your ego, right? Pretty much every religious or spiritual path that's out there, the teachings point back to getting rid of your ego. You got to kill that ego, okay? And there's some different ways that you can do it, but I'm going to share with you a couple of tips here in just a minute. But again, usually when our ego gets in the way, it's because we're trying to control. We're trying to control either a specific situation or a particular person, right? So again, like if I'm arguing with you and I think I'm right, I'm wanting to control you into believing what I believe, right? Because then that makes me smarter than you. It makes you kind of look up to me and go, oh, that Jason, he's a smart guy, right? And so that's a lot of times you're trying to control that. Or if your ego gets in the way of trying to control a situation or control how a person reacts or responds to certain things, your ego is getting in the way because you're trying to control, right? And so instead, what if we could just surrender, allow people to have their own experience, but be comfortable with where we are and with who we are, right? Because again, a lot of times the reason our ego comes out is we don't think very highly of ourselves. Did you catch that? The reason our ego comes out a lot of times is because we don't think very highly of ourselves. We don't love ourselves, okay? And so again, if I'm trying to convince somebody else that I'm right, it's because I have a little insecurity about I need to feel like I'm right to feel good about myself. And that's a bad place to be because the reality is if that's, where you're at, you got to fix yourself first, right, before you can fix other people. And so most of the time, again, it's a mirroring back of what's actually going on. So you think that you're right, you think you want to control things, and because of that, right, that's why your ego ends up getting into the way. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of ways that you can actually avoid this. Okay, is, again, as you start seeing yourself, as you start seeing that ego get in the way, here's a couple of things that I do. Okay, one thing is I have little cards on my desk that kind of remind me of ways of being. Okay. And so there are different words that help me to understand how I should do things. Okay, so I've got them right here. For those of you that are watching the video, you can see them. And the one on top says love, right? I am love. I've got one that says I'm decisive. I'm devoted. I'm resourceful. I'm responsible, right? And I do one for myself also that I am humble, okay? Because being humble is the opposite of being ego. Now, when I use that word humble, I'm sure a lot of you are going to equate humble equals weak. Okay, because that's what the world teaches us, is humble people, meek people are weak, right? And we want to be strong. And so by being strong, right, then that's our ego coming out. But I will tell you, right? I mean, again, go back to ancient texts. The one that comes to mind as well is Sermon on the Mount in the Bible from Jesus, right? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, right? Well, being meek and humble must be a good thing if Jesus was talking about it that way, right? And in fact, what I will tell you is the strongest people in the world are those who are humble and meek. Because they don't rely on somebody else telling them how good they are to know that they're good. They don't rely on somebody else complimenting them on how smart they are. They already know how smart they are. right? They don't need that external validation that the ego is feeding off of. And so I say to myself, I am humble. I am humble. I am humble. I am humble. I do things, from that standpoint. Another one that I say and that I try to remind myself all the time is I am curious. And we've talked a little bit about that before, where, judgment gets in the way. If you can be curious, judgment goes away, right? If you feel like you're right, so again, let's kind of counter play here, right? Is maybe I say something and somebody else goes, no, you're wrong, Jason. That's not how it is. Well, I can let my ego jump in and say, oh no, you're full of shit, right? You don't know what you're talking about. Blah, 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 blah. I went to school, I've read all these things. You're wrong, I'm right. Okay. That kind of an interaction allows the ego to get involved. Now, instead, what if I'm saying something and somebody says, no, Jason, you're full of shit? And I say, oh, I'm curious, why do you think I'm full of shit? Right? Again, using that word curious, asking a question of why don't you think that what I just said is correct? Because maybe I'm wrong, right? The fact is, most of the things that you believe are wrong. They're false. They're lies that people have told you to get you to buy certain products or to control you from a government perspective, right? Most of the things that you believe are true are actually not true. They're lies. So what if instead of attaching and holding on to those beliefs and those other things that are not really true, what if instead you could just be curious and you start asking questions and trying to understand better so you can see the world different, right? Because when you're curious, when you do things from a place of being humble, that's where the true power actually is, right? That's when you're truly loving yourself. That's when you're truly, you don't care what other people are saying. You can be yourself. You can be authentic. And you're okay with whether or not anybody else likes you or not, because you're coming from a place of internal power. Okay. So anyway, those are a couple things that I do. Another one is it's always good to have friends who are actually real friends and will call you out on your shit. Those friends who will ask you questions like that. Hey, Jason, I'm not quite sure that what you're saying is quite right. Why do you think that? Or, having somebody else, because the problem is we're not, we are biased, meaning that we see the world the way that we see it based on our identity, based on our beliefs about what's going on. And so sometimes we have to question those things in order to get out of our own shit. And so that's why, again, having a mentor, having a coach, having friends who are willing to actually call you out on it when they see that you're hurting yourself is another way that I found very helpful as well. So, again, why are we talking about ego? Because I will guarantee you that if you stop and place some awareness on what you are doing this coming week, you will find that in your personal relationships and in your work relationships, you're probably letting ego get in the way, and that's damaging those relationships. But it's also damaging yourself as well, right? Because you're disconnecting from yourself instead of going inside. So that's all I got for you this week. Yeah, just don't let your ego get in the way. There we go. Enough said. See you next week.